Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Done.
I'm sorry to everyone German who listens to Nobody Panic.
Oh, it was German.
Welcome to Nobody Panic. Today,
Christmas edition.
We're doing the Christmas edition. We've been doing this podcast for a while. Sorry, I'm Stevie, and Tessa is right here with me, saying things like, "I didn't know that was German." Mm. Just supporting me,
just support
along my journey.
Like that.
So, we're going to be doing Christmas around the world.
I can't wait. I'm already chomping at the bit. Should we do an adult thing before we begin?
I expect so.
I've got a Christmassy one.
All right.
I made a roast.
It's amazing.
I know. Only three people. Well, I was one of the three.
That's still massive.
I made a roast.
Did chicken. It go well?
Yes. It went well. No burns on myself or the food.
Wow.
Food delivered to the table on time. Food good.
Mm.
Then I made a crumble.
That's amazing.
I know. I've never
we
made
have
a
to stop doing this podcast.
I know.
You've now transcended.
I know. It's too much, actually. Mm. I made a crumble. Not only have I never made a crumble before, I've never made a pudding. I've never baked.
Interesting.
Anything.
Right.
This was huge.
That is huge.
Huge.
Mine's very, very quick and easy. Last year I tried to make a gingerbread house and had a nervous breakdown. This year I made gingerbread and it was like, you know what? I'm going to make gingerbread without the house element. We're just gonna cluck it.
Mm.
Just gonna crack it into bits. It's gingerbread shards.
Sure.
And then, you know, if I want, I'll just get some icing and I'll do a Christmas tree. I didn't do that. We just had gingerbread shards as like almost like little gingerbread biscuits, and it was amazing.
Oh, fantastic!
Tea melt in the mouth, amazing. That was BBC Good Food as well. Unbelievably easy gingerbread.
Fantastic. I much prefer that to a house. If anything, I do actually. My truth is, I get very stressed about things made out of food.
Yeah, because then you're ruining it by eating it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not good.
By its nature, death is its only path, and I hate it. Yep.
Oh my
okay.
God. Death is its only path.
Christmas.
Okay, Christmas around the world. Tessa, where are you spending Christmas this year? Is it in this country?
No, you won't believe where I will be. Tokyo. Tokyo.
What?
I have bagged myself a gentleman caller. I've got myself a man on the go. Daylight
You're
and
in a
long-term
nighttime. Relationship.
I'm a long-term relationship with a man. And he's bags to himself a brother.
Oh, good for him.
Well played, sir. And so my boyfriend's brother has bagged himself.
Tokyo.
The whole of Tokyo. He's bagged himself a job in Tokyo.
So good.
As an amazing bit of headhunting, and this is a small aside, but I do share it with you because I think it represents the spirit of Nobody Panic. He is a lawyer, I think.
Yeah.
It's certainly business.
Mm.
So it could be consulting, banking, stockbroking, or law.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very good at his job. He got headhunted by another company who offered him Tokyo. He also has a wife and a little baby. And they were like, we'll get you all this stuff, pay rise, thing, nanny, house, Tokyo.
Mm.
And he was like, yeah, obviously, fantastic, off I go. Goes back to his company, he's like, sorry, I've been offered this amazing job. His first company were like, whoa, 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 show me the offer. We'll do better. can you, isn't that electric?
That is really exciting.
And it made me be like, that is the that's the nobody panic way.
Yeah. But get headhunted
to Tokyo. Yeah, and then but like just the spirit of being like, hey, think of that, of like next time you're like, maybe I don't deserve a pay rise, or I don't deserve this. Like your company might be so good, your company's capable of being like, wait, what's the deal? We'll give you that.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. And there was a time in my life as a child when I was like, no, Christmas, no, you've got to do Christmas here. But now I'm like,
you've only got one life. You might as well just explore all of the different options. Mm. Do you know a hugely popular Christmas meal?
I did look it up. Yes. Because I was like, oh, I want to be prepared and ready for what we need to do to our hosts for Christmas Day. Yes. And I was so surprised. I'm actually going to let you just reveal it because my breath was taken away.
Yeah, so Christmas is like a relatively new thing in Japan. And basically one of the sort of central tenets to the Christmas meal in Japan is a KFC fried chicken bucket. Mm-hmm. That's what they have.
Not only do you have it, you have to order it.
Yeah.
4 months in advance,
yeah,
to be ready, and
because
then you all get your bucket.
Such a huge thing.
Yeah,
it became a big thing in like 1974 because KFC did a slogan called like Kentucky is Christmas, and everyone was like, I guess Kentucky is Christmas,
and it worked so well. You have to order your bucket 4 months in advance,
yeah,
and now everybody in the country eats their Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket at Christmas.
It's such a thing.
I can't wait.
Also, they do like special, KFC do special like decorations. You know how like Starbucks here will have, I mean, I'm sure they do it in Japan as well, will have like each Christmas festive coffee. They have a different design on the cup. It's like, oh, big thing. What's the design? They have like a different one each year, and it's all like a lot. I just really enjoy that. I was really not expecting that.
And I hear that Christmas Eve is more almost like a Valentine's Day. It's very for couples, it's very, yes, magical, it's very romantic. Mm. I'm so excited. I can't wait to report back on my KFC
Christmas. I've actually never had Christmas abroad at all, but I'm kind of obsessed with the concept of it. I'd really like, my sister had Christmas in Australia a couple of times, and I think one of the keys to having it in a different country, which is not quite what we're talking about here, but it's still a thing, is to research all the traditions and like go hard on it. Because remember last year there was that Twitter thread, which was amazing, about a guy who is not from the UK, and he was having to kind of remain in the UK for Christmas with his flatmates. And so he used the time to kind of find out as much about our Christmas traditions and did a tweet thread about all the things that he'd noticed. And it was just brilliant to see from the outside. He's Muslim, and so like his observations are all things like, observation one, Christmas is a part-time job that you have from mid-November to the end of December. From the outside looking in, Christmas always seemed pretty simple. I just thought you put up a tree and then gave gifts to family. This is a lie. That's just observation two. People have very strong feelings about their Christmas traditions. If someone's insisting that a certain food is what you have to eat on Christmas morning because that's their family tradition, do not suggest alternatives. They will stab you in the neck. Also, you can buy, observation three, you can buy yourself a gift, but you cannot stuff your own stocking.
Wow.
All this sort of stuff.
Buy yourself a gift.
You can, but you can't put it in this. There are two streams of Christmas ornaments, the fillers and the keepers. The fillers are generic. The keepers are meant to be more special and unique. The second stream is stored for your family to be one day passed onto children. And then he got, my roommates encouraged me to buy my own keeper ornament. They told me something that would make me smile. I bought this one and I'm very happy. It's an everything bagel. It's like a little,
that's nice,
bauble. And then observation six, ornaments are expensive.
Ornaments are so expensive. My mum has been, since we were born, has been keeping her she buys a new ornament every year.
Lovely.
For us, that she says, one for each of me and my sister, and that she would say that when we left home, she was going to give them to us. We, both of us, do not live at home. Have we been given them? Have we, fuck? When questioned, she said, they're too nice.
Yeah, mine was the same thing. We've got ones, and apparently they're just in boxes, and because we've not been able to get them. Yeah, she just got like a box of like little fairy wind, like Christmas fairy wind chimes and stuff, but she didn't say they're too nice,
you can't have them. I like them. And when she said that, we were like, yeah, fine, there you go, that you have fun. Them. Okay, I've got one from around the world.
Okay.
I would like to share the Catalan tradition of the log that poos.
Oh, please.
The Christmas crapping log.
Oh, great.
And it's legitimately called the crapping log. His name is Kaga, and I'm so sorry to the pronunciation, but his name is Kaga Tio, the crapping log.
Right.
You smack him with a stick.
Yeah.
And he craps the presents.
Out of his little bottom.
Yeah. You think it's weird that baby Jesus carries them in. This log will shit the presents out. Here is the song, which I will not sing in Catalan, but I will translate just off the cuff.
Off the top. Wow.
As I go, it goes, poop log. Poop log. Poop log. Log of Christmas. Don't poop salted herrings. They are too salty. Poop churons. Now, question, I don't know what a poop churon is. I believe it's a ball of nougat because that's what comes out of the poo of the log first,
right,
before the presents. A poop churon. They are much better. That's the song. Then you hit him with the stick.
It's like a bit of a, like a pinata, like a Christmas pinata.
A Christmas pinata. I have not got, so the churon is a nougat traditionally made of egg white, honey and sugar and almonds. Delicious. Fashioned into rectangles and served into bite-sized pieces. You leave oranges for him at night and in the morning, what would be there?
Poo.
Peels.
Right.
So you feed him for weeks. Then on Christmas Eve, a blanket is placed on the crapping end, away from his face.
Okay.
Then it says, then the singing and the beating would commence. You sing and you beat him with a stick. You are sent to you, the children, are sent into another room to pray. And when you return, the blanket is lifted, revealing both the churon, the nougat poo, and also the presents.
Wow, okay. So all over Central Europe, people enjoy carp for Christmas Eve dinner.
Oh.
But rather than picking it up from the supermarket, traditionalists of this sort of, I guess, tradition, they let the fish live in the bathtub for a couple of days before preparing and eating it.
Because, whoa, 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 alive?
Yeah, because legend has it, the scales bring luck and good fortune for the coming year.
And where's that happening?
It's traditionally a lot in Central Europe, but Slovakia. Carp for dinner and pop it
and in. And he's been living in the bathtub?
Pop it in the tub.
For a few days?
Yeah.
So no one's washed?
Well, I suppose you could have a shower.
What, and stood in the water that the carp is in?
Wait, you might have a separate shower to your...
Sorry.
You know?
God, all right, the queen.
I don't know.
You're right, you make a good point. If you haven't got a separate shower, you're in a right pickle.
Actually, look, kids name them, the mm-hmm. children name the fish. I'd find that very disturbing. But then people, yeah, if you don't, they just say here, if you don't have a shower, then you can't bathe. And then some people admit to in their childhood, like letting the fish go free because because they've named them and they've like become friends with them and they've lived with them. They are unable to go through with their plans to eat them.
Oh, and then what do they do with them?
Just put them in the river. But the one of the issues with it is that carp, which is the traditional, which is the food that they use, are bottom feeders. So a few, which just means that they have like stuff that is not nice that they've eaten. So the idea that they go in the bath is so that when they swim in the clean water, it flushes mud and gross stuff from their digestive tract. So, but actually, apparently, according to scientists, that would take a lot longer for that to work. So it doesn't really do anything.
God, are they crapping? Are they pooping out into the bathtub?
I guess they are, but then I guess suppose they clean it out,
and then you rinse the bath every day and give your new water to your carp.
Yeah. Bathtub carp is one of several traditions tied to Christmas Eve. It's also the day children told when baby Jesus brings a Christmas tree.
Oh, he brings it.
So the baby brings the tree and it requires very elaborate subterfuge from the parent who must hide and decorate the tree without...
Yeah.
The idea of
there
like,
is quite a lot of that. Where are we now?
We are still in Slovakia.
Slovakia.
Yeah.
So in Austria also, and do stop me if I'm wrong.
The Krampus, Jesus.
No,
Christ.
Sorry, before we even get to Krampus, in Vienna, you also have to do Christmas Eve, like not a hint of Christmas till Christmas Eve. And then, admittedly, this is in a book I read that was set in 1910. Things could have changed.
Salzburg and there's loads of Christmas markets.
What am I talking about? Listen.
Is Salzburg in Austria? Yes, it is.
I think in this book, it was like there was no Christmas at all. And then suddenly it was like, and now here it all is overnight. Right. And it had to be this like big, the subterfuge, you know, because Jesus is bringing it. Or in this case, the Christmas angel.
Okay.
So like, it is interesting like how many people this is like this very secret and quite intense aspect to it.
Like very intense because also at the same time that baby Jesus is bringing the tray, that's when the carp is meant to be killed. So the
God, it's all go,
traditionally,
isn't it?
So also as well, you're trying to decorate this tree with your kids not noticing. I mean, how big does your house have to be? And then when this is happening, traditionally it's the father takes the live fish from the bathtub and slices its head off. But so that means there's only one parent doing the trick. Like, there's a lot going on. Oh my God, and sometimes they, because the fish are quite big and they move quickly, you have to hit the fish in the head with a mallet. This is horrible.
Christ, what a big Christmas this is.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
There was actually, I'd say, too much going on there.
A lot of option for tears.
But they do have, their other dish is potato salad, which I really like. Really like potato salad. And you know, and if someone, everyone sits at the table and no one's permitted to get up during the meal, someone leaves the table even to go to the bathroom, it means there will be a death in the family before next Christmas arrives.
Well, if you get up, what, during the meal?
Yeah. And once the meal ends, everyone checks under their plate to retrieve fish scales from the family carp. If you've got the fish scales underneath your plate, then it signifies luck for the year ahead.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I will share a personal Christmas tradition.
Okay.
Yes, on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. we read The Night Before Christmas, mm-hmm. which used to be a parent's job. And then when I learned to read, it was my job.
Very nice.
And then after many years of pitching that she should be allowed, my younger sister was allocated. I booed from start to finish. Now, I was very polite about it. And then everybody fights every year for who gets to read it.
Oh, lovely.
Then one year I sang it in the form of a country and western song okay. while playing guitar.
Great.
The year
can
of,
you play guitar?
No, I can okay. only play, I can only play three chords, right. nor can I sing. So it was quite tedious performance.
Yes.
The year after that I had been doing BSL, British Sign Language at university, and so I signed it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I had worked quite hard on it, but I think anybody who could, who does use British Sign Language would have been like, I could, gun to my head, I don't know what this is you're trying to say here. I signed it and then we've done a, and then last year it was like a quiz. And you had to say what the word, everyone had to shout out what they thought the words were.
Just evolving over
time. Really evolving over time. It's because we all know it so well that no one can just sit to a reading anymore.
Yeah.
Or even if someone does the reading, someone else is like, okay, I've got a different version now. I want to do my thing.
That's really nice.
I do my thing. The very first time I was away for Christmas, I was working in Canada and I was working in a hotel. And even though we were in the snow and I was so disappointed with the stuff, they just didn't feel like they were doing enough stuff.
Mm.
And so I was quite a precocious teenager. And I
can believe that.
We can all believe it. I was 18 and I just was like, I'm doing this now to the hotel. To the hotel.
Christ.
I was like, you're not doing enough for Christmas.
The worst employee.
I was the
all
worst.
The best.
Yeah, no, I was bad. I was bad.
But you did create a nice Christmas.
I just was like,
actually,
we're doing this. Why aren't you doing enough stuff? So on Christmas Eve, I put a note, a thing up being like, we'll be doing a reading in front of the fire of the nightmare before Christmas. No, the night before Christmas. And then so many, all these children came. So I was really like, oh people do want to come to my reading. And I was wearing a little Father Christmas outfit and I read in front of the fire. And this little girl, really knowing her job, climbed onto my lap and fell asleep.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, God, this is electric. But then after it ended, everybody wanted to go. And so like various other people had to get up and then also do their reading. So I feel like that everybody wants a piece of the reading is common.
Yeah, no, very much so. That's very nice though to have such a I like the idea that you've got such a history with that, with those words. You know, there's so much.
The words for me, those, that for me is like, that's the only thing that's like a sort of set in stone bit of Christmas. Christmas Day has evolved as everyone's got older, and then various people have tried to like take control of the lunch. My sister attempted the breakfast one time until she screamed, "Fuck off! There's no more hollandaise!" and threw an egg on the floor. Then, so like, you know,
yeah.
As we've all fought for power in our later years, Christmas Day itself is neither here nor there. But Christmas Eve,
it's very important.
That's the stuff. That's stuff. Okay, hit me with more.
In Austria,
please.
Christmas is a surprise. Oh my God, no, it's not. No, sadly, it's about the Krampus. So you know how we have the if you're naughty, you get coal in your stocking. They have, and when I went to Salzburg just before Christmas, so it was like 20th to the 24th one year, and we read about the Krampus. And in Salzburg, he stalks the people dress up as the Krampus, and he's terrifying. Look at him.
I don't want to look at him. I hate the Krampus. Yeah.
He stalks and jumps out at people. In Salzburg. And so we spent the whole time being like, oh my, like, genuinely, is this like goat man going to just...
Where is... Did you see him?
No, we didn't.
But you were on edge.
But it's just, I think we'd misunderstood. And it was just saying that, like, if you've been naughty, the Krampus will get you. But they do have... So in some places, yeah, men dress up as the scary character. For the Krampuslauf, sorry for the pronunciation, or translated as Krampus Run, in which they parade through the streets to blow off steam and scare naughty kids back into life.
Multiple Krampuses.
Just run around screaming and scaring children. He's a half-man, half-goat. St. Nicholas gives good kids gifts, and the Krampus terrifies the living shit out of them.
I'm so afraid of Krampus.
When my sister went to Australia for Christmas, she was a bit like, what's it going to be like? A Barbie on the beach.
Oh.
You know?
Which leads us neatly to the Christmas witches.
Oh, where's that happening? I'm going.
Come on. Russia and the other Slavic countries.
Oh, what a shame. Slavic countries, up for. Russia, difficult.
Difficult time for Russia. Baba Yaga.
Okay.
Now, in your friend and mine, John Wick, the bad guys refer to him, I think, as Baba Yaga, and they, as in like the boogeyman, okay. And he's like the spooky character. Listen, John Wick, what a fantastic film. But Baba Yaga is not the boogeyman. She's a woman. She's very clearly a woman. Mm-hmm. Baba Yaga is an old witch. She has iron teeth and a long hooked nose.
That's quite scary.
Oh, awful. Awful bit of business. Okay. And she lives in a hut on four massive chicken legs.
Sorry, as in the hut is on chicken
legs. Yeah, the hut is on four moving chicken legs.
Holy shit.
Yeah, awful business. She is here to steal children's presents. So you got to be good, because otherwise Baba Yaga is going to get them.
Yeah, I see. God, now, terrified children here.
In Italy, La Befana... Mm-hmm. Not quite so spooky, but similar witch energy. She rides a broomstick that she uses to clean up the ash that she scatters when she drops into houses through the chimneys.
Like Santa.
Yeah. Oh, even if she hasn't made a mess, La Befana always sweeps the floor before she goes in, symbolically sweeping away the problems of the year before. They often leave her a small glass of wine and a plate with a few morsels of food. But beware, if she catches you sneaking a peek at her, she'll thump you with her broomstick.
What's she doing in the house?
Giving you presents.
Oh, it is giving presents.
Sorry, she stuffs good kids'
Sorry,
stockings.
Sorry, like she just kind of comes in, sweeps, and then like hits in the and face she and then leaves.
No, it's a good... The good kids get candy and presents in their stocking, and bad kids get coal and garlic or a stick.
Interesting.
But I think... I believe the origin story is that she meets the wise kings on their way to baby Jesus.
Right.
And she's like, I want to get... Give me 1 second. And I'll go get a present. Mm-hmm. And then when she goes back in the house to get her present, and when she comes back, they're gone. So she's like, motherfucker. What? So she tries her best to follow them to give her present to baby Jesus. Doesn't get there in time. So along the way, she doesn't know where she's going or who she's looking for. So she gives every child a present in the hope that one of the houses will be baby Jesus.
That's
nice, isn't it?
That is nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Iceland, they celebrate 13 days before Christmas, and children get presents from 13 different Santa Clauses or Yule lads.
What?
The Yule lads. Each of these lads has his own different qualities. They can all be a bit feisty. But if good children place their shoes on the windowsill, the Yule lads will leave them little gifts inside their shoes. If they haven't behaved, the Yule lads give them rotten potatoes.
I'm going to go home and put my shoes out. I'm really excited to get into it and steal some traditions. If you're feeling maybe tradition Christmas this year is looking a little bit different or whatever, hey, there is a smorgasbord of traditions out there. And if you're really feeling Scrooge and you don't want any part of it, can I offer you medieval Christmas? Put on the spookiest mask you have. Fuck anything. medieval Christmas, please.
But they just put on masks.
Medieval Christmas
other.
in England,
yeah,
was insane.
What happened?
Oh, you truly look like what's this guy in Nightmare Before Christmas? He's wearing a big sack.
Jack Skellington.
No, he's a sack.
Boogeyman.
Yeah, that. But like demons, monsters, bits. Like
mumming. It was called mumming.
And you just went out that night, and you were just doing pranks. Anyone was allowed to snog anyone. Everyone was fucking. It was like a big monster sex fest.
Mumming,
Comic-Con, if you will.
Mumming, hoggling, and the Feast of Fools.
Yeah, exactly. No presents, no stuff, just getting fucked up dressed as a monster.
Well, you'd want to do, it was sort of a bit like, as well, bits of it were like trick-or-treating, really.
Yes,
like,
it has a lot of spooks. Singing, yeah.
And you get like coins in exchange for it. That's like frightening though.
Yeah, oh, it was a spooky time. But it wasn't, I don't think they would have considered it spooky so much as they would have enjoyed this like no holds barred, the peasant be dancing with the king.
Yeah.
Anyone can be anyone at monster time. This is a, you know, anyway, so.
Or you could do the other thing, which is if you didn't want to put a mask on and go and fuck someone, you could make, you could do the thing where you make a cake and they used to put a little dried bean in it, so it'd be like, and then it was a coin, but coins are a bit dirty, so I don't know if you want to do a coin, but you could do anything. And whoever gets the bean is the person who has all the luck that Christmas.
Wait, so where's the bean?
In the cake somewhere. The game was that they would, if you got the bean, you would become king for the night, and you have to like make everyone else do like silly forfeits and like wait on you and stuff.
Like the Epiphany cake, if you find the baby.
What's that? You find the baby in the
yeah,
Epiphany cake.
Truly, if you find the baby in the Epiphany cake.
Sorry, you're going to explain that more.
It's a baby.
I was in like a toy
little
baby.
Plastic baby with a crown on it.
Plastic baby with a crown on
it? Yeah. He's a little, yeah.
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 If you find him in the cake, you're the king. Yes.
Here's me fanning around with my dried beans.
No, God, no.
Like a little baby. Yeah. I saw someone said the other day, that must be why they, basically, I saw this thing the other day that was like an Amazon review of a packet of 100 tiny miniature babies. And it was like, and basically this girl had got them and just pranked her boyfriend by like, when he opened the cutlery drawer, instead of all the cutlery, it was babies. Mm. And then she just kept doing them. So then he was like, now my boyfriend is terrified to open or do anything because there is always a baby in it. And she's like, it's 10 out of 10, highly recommended. But I was like, who makes these fake babies?
Epiphany cakes.
It's for Epiphany cakes. So, and are they for Christmas?
For Epiphany.
What's Epiphany?
When the kings come.
Wow.
The 12th night.
Jesus, didn't dig that from it at all.
No, well, quite.
I was too busy sleeping.
Yeah. What?
Bored.
When?
Watching 12th night.
Right, okay. So like after, yeah, so 25 days, so 25th of Christmas, 25th of December, 12 days later is 12th night.
I meant to take the decorations down.
I was so excited, and the kings come.
The three kings we know today, of course, Balthazar, Gaspar and Melchior, thought they must be in the wrong place. However, the fourth king, known as Hopsenmalt, showed the landlord his wonderful beer. In return, he was told the truth about the stable and the manger.
Is your beer one from the fourkingsbrewery.com?
Possibly.
And he showed him his beer.
Yeah.
and we're quite sure that's from the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, another fantastically researched and expert podcast coming to you live and free. Can you believe that? This is free. These experts are bringing you free. Yeah, what are you learning there about the beer?
There's another one called Artaban. I think that's the one.
Yeah, not Hops and Malt.
I just read it.
And it is from the Four Kings Brewery. Yeah.
I believe everything. Oh my God. Are you seen signs? So Artaban saw signs in the heavens proclaiming a king had been born, mm-hmm. but he missed the caravan.
Yep.
And he can't cross the desert with only a horse. So he's forced to sell one of his treasures that he was going to give to the baby Jesus in order to buy the camels and supplies necessary for the trip. Starts his journey, arrives in Bethlehem, too late. And he saves the life of a child at the price of another of his treasures.
Oh, good guy, actually.
So actually, really was. And then he opened a pub. Oh, it's this. It's
oh,
this again.
It's again.
That's so funny. Right? Well, it's...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
It's a similar theme of the, like, people trying to catch up the baby Jesus, or, you know, people being like, well, let's be nice to everyone because anyone don't know where the baby is.
Yeah. Beer.
Listen.
That was fun.
I really enjoyed it. I'm going to take a lot of these.
I'm going to do the Krampus. I'm just going to walk around and tear the shit out of people.
Guys, listen, do what you like. It's, you know, go for your life. Let's get some new traditions up in this grill. If you yourself have got any fantastic traditions you want to share, or if you're from any of the countries and you've been listening thinking, no, that isn't right at all. That's not what we do. We'd
then
love
don't tell us.
To keep it to yourself.
It's Christmas and we're trying our best.
We're trying so goddamn hard. Please have a magical Christmas.
That's a lovely time.
A wonderful epiphany.
And get that baby in that cake.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.